Have you ever noticed how babies change things? I know when I do marriage preparation with young couples, and then if they stay in the area and you talk to them after they get pregnant, the guy always says, "We're pregnant." Never understood that line, but anyway. And to see the change that happens in the couple after they have a baby, I'll be watching for that, you guys, okay? I'll be watching for that. Now, those of you who are parents know much better than I, who've seen this from a distance, about what that means. In fact, I've often kind of wondered how I would have changed. I'm the oldest of seven, but I still don't know everything. How I would have changed if I had kids. You know, when they're little and they're cuddly and snuggly, and then they grow up to be teenagers. And all of a sudden, as they get older, they draw things out of their parents that their parents never knew they had. Endless patience, strength, love. Things that they, if you would ask the parents ahead of this, they would say, I can't do that. I remember one time a couple that are very good friends of mine, who I received them into the church. They were at UNI when I was there. They had a son at the time that I met him who was 18 and Down syndrome. And I was over at their house for dinner one night, and I said, you know, what would you have thought if you had known ahead of time about Scott? And Emily said, oh, I don't know. And Mike said, oh, I would have thought we could never do it. And he now is the center of their lives. And so I see people, and that happens to us a lot, when we look at something in hindsight, we say, boy, if I would have known that, I never would have a baby. But the question this morning, Christmas morning, is what about this baby? So this baby wasn't any of ours, huh? But this baby came for everybody. Now, one thing about babies is they're, like I said, they're cute when they're little. In fact, a lot of times parents wistfully will look at their kids and say what? Oh, God, they grow up fast. They grow up so fast. But I think that sometimes the problem for us as Christians is we leave Jesus in the crib. He's a little baby. He's not very threatening then. He's very nice. He doesn't ask anything of us. And then when the season is over, we pack him up, put him back in the box, and put the box in the front hall closet, and we don't deal with them until the next year. But the Jesus whom we celebrate, this baby, although he came into the world like one like us, came into the world to transform us. And like your kids have done to you, those of you who are parents, he asks things of us that we didn't even know we have. We don't know we have gifts and talents. He gives us an endless capacity to forgive hurts. He gives us the endless patience to deal with people who drive us crazy. We can't do that ourselves. He draws that out of us. Because his presence in the world is a transforming presence. And so this little baby that we celebrate today, that started out through life like you and I started out life, will then one day, as a mature person, be our judge. And so Christmas is a great time for us to not leave him in the crib, but to think about what difference that baby coming into the world meant. Now, I'm the oldest of seven. I don't know if I ever asked Mom or Dad, what difference did me coming into your life mean? I would imagine that depending on the mood they were in, I'd get different answers. But this child, we have to think about what that means. I thought about that again in my reflection this year for Christmas because of a book that I've gotten about 15 years ago by Father Alfred Delp. He was a German Jesuit who was in the concentration camps. And he finally was put to death because in his barracks, they were going to just take X number of guys and shoot them that day. And he stepped in for the guy next to him who had a family. The camps were liberated, incidentally, shortly after this. And so he stepped in and said, well, I'll take his place. But while he was in prison, he was writing homilies. He was writing spiritual writing, sneaking it out on little pieces of paper, and they've been published. And I'd just like to share this morning the last part of his Christmas Eve homily as meditation from December of 1944. And it's amazing how much it fits what's going on in our world today. He says this: the smiling eyes of the child will someday focus on us in a mature, solemn examination and a judgment. Even after Christmas, and as a consequence of our growing capacity for a successful life gained from these mysteries, we continue to be tested and called to account. Oh, the child is already judging the world now. How many types of people today could honestly appear at a manger? Most of them have absolutely no desire to do so. The small, scanty door does not let anybody riding a high horse get through. The simple, wholesome shepherds find the way. The royal wise men are called by a star, but the usurper of Jerusalem feared this child. How much of what we're living through today could never stand in the presence of the child? How would our own lives and life in general be different if we remembered that life's greatest hour was when God became man, became a child? We would not approach one another, stand before each other so demandingly and violently and greedily. Children do not inflict such wounds. We want to be so great and mighty, so grown up and competent. We ourselves and the heap of rubble that's left to us are the outcome of that kind of an attitude. From child to crucified, every hour of his life that healed and liberated us is a judgment on the way that we live. That's why we're so beaten and bound and in distress. And that's why his ultimate hour is the resurrection, the victorious return home. We ought to take the child very seriously. I don't know if we do. I can only answer that myself. And there are times that I don't take the child very seriously. But he starts just like that one in the back. That's what we need to pay attention to, because it will always draw out of us things that we never know we have. As we celebrate this Christmas, we pray for a new understanding of that child turned adult, turned Savior. Yes, we really ought to take that child more seriously.